Italy's parliament will be taking up a proposal to strengthen equity rights for those in the LGBT community there. That's one of the key international stories in the coming days. And with me via Skype to talk about some of them is the BBC's Rich Preston in London. And Rich, let's start in Italy. This draft bill has come up against opposition from the Vatican. What's the backstory here?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. This is called the Zan Bill. It's named after the LGBT activist and politician Alessandro Zan. Now, it's designed to make violence and hate speech against LGBT people illegal, but it actually is slightly broader than that because it also includes disabled people and it also covers misogyny as well. So quite a broad spectrum. All these things would be outlawed in this bill, and it has been a long time coming. There's a general view on the left in Italy that the country lags behind its European counterparts when it comes to equality, especially towards the LGBT community. Now, Italy approved same-sex civil unions in 2016, but it's still, unfortunately, not uncommon to hear of attacks on LGBT people in Italy. There was one just a few weeks ago on a gay man at a station in Rome. So this law is designed to really clamp down on things like that. But it's strongly opposed by people on the right. So Italy's former deputy prime minister, for example, Matteo Salvini, has repeatedly said it's a priority of his to get the bill modified or delayed. And the Vatican, as you mentioned, has strongly protested against this bill. The first time it's ever done it this way, it wrote a diplomatic letter to Italy's parliament protesting against the bill, saying it would curb religious freedoms and would punish people for freedom of their religious thought. Now, the prime minister of Italy, Mario Draghi, who himself is a practicing Catholic, hit back at the Vatican. He said parliament is free to discuss any issue and says Italy is a secular state.
So, Rich, the vote is tomorrow. Is the expectation that it will pass?
Well, the left thinks it has the numbers to get the bill through, and it's pushing for it to be signed, sealed, and delivered as soon as possible. Now, that, Mark, is because this current government's term runs out in 2023, at which point it's widely expected that they will be conceding power to a right-wing party, which would promptly kibosh any draft legislation on the table. So the left thinks it has the numbers. The vote, as you say, is tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see if it does indeed pass.
All right, Rich. From Italy to India now. And this week, a food delivery giant in that country called Zomato will be launching its IPO. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, for a start, Mark, this is actually bigger than just India. Zomato is backed by Ant Group, which is based in China, and Uber, which is, of course, an American company. So this is significant, you know, an Indian company with Chinese and American ties behind it. It's being listed on both the National Stock Exchange and the Bombay Stock Exchange at the same time, and it would give Zomato a valuation of about $8 billion. It's the first significantly large listing from a solely digital space in India, and it's not on its own. It's going to be going head-to-head against an app called Swiggy, which itself is backed by a South African investment group and also by SoftBank, the Japanese bank, which, as you may remember, got behind US shared workspace startup WeWork when it started to tank.
Rich, let's talk about the timing here, because as with any IPO launch, that's a critical component.
Yeah, and it's really interesting here because Zomato is really trying to capitalize on the pandemic. They've done phenomenally well during COVID because obviously people ordering food in, just like here in the UK, Uber Eats and Deliveroo. So they've seen more and more interest in them. So they're launching their IPO now while there's this kind of added value attached to them, especially because in India, there's no clear end in sight with the pandemic. Cases still going up and up. And of course, the economy in India, much like many other countries, is kind of on its knees, not doing so well. So financial analysts are basically saying the only way is up. Now's your time to invest in a company like Zomato.
Interesting. All right, Rich, let's stick with the pandemic for a moment. And COVID cases continuing to rise in many countries around the world, but so too are vaccine rates in many cases. What's expected this week?
Well, here in the UK, we're expecting the Prime Minister Boris Johnson to hold a press conference later to confirm whether England will be lifting its restrictions a week today, the 19th of July. That was actually pushed back slightly, but they're hoping it's going to go ahead. And that means no mandatory social distancing, no mandatory masks, full capacity for theatres, cinemas, nightclubs can reopen, etc. Now, cases here have been rising. They're currently at about 30,000 a day. But the crucial thing is, hospital admissions are at one of their lowest levels. Now that, as you say, Mark, is because of the success of the vaccine rollout. Two-thirds of adults have had both doses of their vaccine here in Britain. Meanwhile, it's not going so well in other parts of the world. As of today, South Korea has tightened coronavirus restrictions around the capital, Seoul. Cases there are at the highest level they have ever been. Now, of course, many Asian countries did well in the kind of initial stages of COVID because of their previous experience with things like SARS. South Korea was one country that did well, but now they're seeing record numbers, so tightening restrictions there. A state of emergency is coming to force in Tokyo in Japan. It's the fourth state of emergency in the Japanese capital. This, of course, just ahead of the Olympics starting. And on Friday, the stay-at-home order covering 5 million people in and around Sydney, Australia. We're expecting to be lifted this Friday, but officials have said with cases going up and up, that may not happen.
All right, certainly plenty to keep our eyes on, as always. That is the BBC's Rich Preston in London. Rich, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Mark.